Welcome to 10 Minute Mentor, premier mentoring for entrepreneurs who want to share their gifts with the world. Each episode is designed to be a mini coaching session, providing valuable nuggets that will empower you to share your message and make a bigger impact. My name is Rich Perry. I want to thank you for trusting me each and every week. I know you want to rock this year, so let's get started right now. Hey, welcome back to 10 Minute Mentor. I'm your host, Rich Perry. And today we're going to be talking about mastering purposeful communication. Living in the present times, the need for authentic leadership is more crucial than ever. This applies not only to the global stage in our local communities, but also within our very homes. Authentic leadership goes beyond prestigious titles, corner offices, and the extent of our own authority. It encompasses a conscious mindset, demeanor, and the ability to bring out the best in those we serve. This includes how we engage and communicate with others. Developing strong communication skills is essential to becoming an effective leader. As social beings, it's only fitting that we hone these skills for our daily interactions. The guiding principles of communication employed in the corporate setting to motivate a team before a major product launch are equally applicable when trying to persuade a four-year-old to tidy up the toys before bedtime. The key difference lies in the way we deliver our intended message. So here are five keys to unlock authentic leadership through purposeful communication. Number one, be an attentive listener. Being an effective leader means having the ability and willingness to address the desires and needs of those under your guidance. It entails setting aside pride and ego momentarily to genuinely hear that other person. In the current climate, it is crucial to truly listen and comprehend the meaning and intention behind the conveyed message, rather than simply waiting for a turn to talk. Number two, embrace authenticity. Be open, genuine, and true to yourself. No one appreciates an authority figure who wears a mask or appears insincere. People are astute and can easily detect inauthenticity. Don't be afraid to acknowledge your flaws. After all, you're only human. By showing your true self, people respect and admire you. Number three, clearly express your intentions. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Articulate your desires clearly and appropriately. Whether you're giving directions to a subordinate or a collaborator for the next project steps, redirecting a young child to encourage appropriate behavior, or engaging in private and intimate moments with a partner, opt for direct communication instead of ambiguity. Never assume the other person knows what you want. While you might believe that the person should already know your stance, it's important to clearly communicate your intentions from the beginning. Your feelings and assumptions may not necessarily align with the other person's understanding. Therefore, do yourself a favor and establish clarity from the very beginning. Number four, use empowering speech. Consider the people around you. Countless individuals seek your advice and turn to you for suggestions. Moreover, there are likely many others who quietly observe your behavior but may be too timid to ask for help. Perhaps they're currently facing challenges that you have already overcome, yet they hesitate to seek assistance. Become an astute observer of the world around you and provide words of encouragement following a job well done. Praise the individual or individuals responsible or the entire team, placing the focus on their efforts rather than your ego. And if you notice someone struggling, offer guidance while still allowing the person to take responsibility for completing the task. By doing so, you empower them in the current situation and enhance their confidence for future obstacles. And number five, lead through example. In the words of Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of our United States, "Well done is better than well said." Don't be the person who merely speaks of their intentions but fails to act upon them. Be the individual who takes initiative and follows through. Let your actions and deeds speak for themselves. Ensure that your words align with your actions. We've all encountered those people that their words and actions don't match up. Such people do not embody the principle of leading by example. They rather demonstrate the hypocritical stance of doing as I say, but not as I do. Take a moment to reflect on the message being conveyed by someone who operates from that position. Whoever it may be, it is likely far from positive. Instead, be the person whose actions and deeds convey the right message to the intended recipient. Incorporate these straightforward practices in your daily life and begin communicating in a purposeful and meaningful manner. Keep in mind that the word practice is intentionally chosen, as these are actions that we must consistently employ to communicate with clear and conscious intent. Need help enhancing your business communications to become an influential leader? Reach out to me today. Let's schedule a free consultation. I'll show you how to unlock your authentic leadership potential and achieve your goals. Remember to connect with me on social media at Coach Rich Perry and go to my website, richperry.com, for more coaching tips and tools. Until next time, thanks and be excellent.